any nano product, any of them, is going to make the internals of you, your interstitial fluids, your cells, more available to the nanotechnology, period. That's number one. Number two, some people, because of where they are, whether they had the shot or not, or maybe they just had too much bioaccumulation from eating the wrong food, bad life habits, whatever. See that yoga swing? This is a yoga swing, hanging upside down. Fasting, intermittent fasting, black coffee, drinking my plasma energy water out of copper, and biofeel practice. And I do not take drugs. I have a nebulizer with albuterol. So if it is a nano product, it's more accessible to your intracellular nano networks. Now, here's what most people do not understand. That's air molecules. Time. And then those air molecules magnetize differently to you, to your body, to do something different electrically to your tissue. That would be the AI on the side of your house. That could be the AI coming in off of another body, walking through another room in your house. It could be coming up off your couch. That's human activity recognition radar or synthetic aperture radar. Yeah. So when we do not tell people we're watching your cells, all of them, at the nanoscale, well, then you're patriots. Like this lady asserted, and I'll put the comment in the thumbnail. She said, it just seems to me they're trying to take everybody out in a different way. This segment of the population ain't going to get an injection. They're like, no fucking way. But they'll believe that taking colloidal silver, nanotechnology, put on your fucking wearable to control your terahertz in your body, well, that'll save them. That'll change you the same way as the shot. Does anybody remember when I said we're load balancing bodies because we're routing computer data through your body? We've hacked the bioelectric code. We have hacked the Schumann resonance. We have hacked the golden ratio. Bioaccumulates in the body. When they vaccinate you when you're 6 years old in 1985, they're storing a nanolipid to grow with you. Then you have what Tori at Tori Says talked about with Erlangen. Those are humans that were bonded with AI on purpose. The more nano they take, the better they feel. Then you have your humans that are purposely talking to the AI because they don't believe God is real. But their phone tells them the fucking future per General Hayden 6 days in advance with all this AI bioinformatics. Fuck, man, I have 6 days in advance on everyone who lives around me, and I can do anything I want within the cybersecurity of whatever I'm connected to. FBI, DHS, whatever. I run the fucking world on a button press. That's what I'm connected to. It's nothing more than my phone. Well, unless you got a chipset already embedded in your left hemisphere with Microsoft OpenAI Azure real-time operating system. It's just that these nano intracellular networks are heavily monitored and controlled for 20 years. So if you don't tell people their ass has been tethered to the cloud on somebody's phone, 1995, they don't understand. The wireless sensor networks, your digitwin, perturbates you by subtle electrocution under the skin. 802.1, 5.4, and 0.5, and 0.6 to get you back to where they want you for their DNA sequencing of events, people, and population. Without discussing these fucking jobs, we're all dead no matter what. There's no magic nano pill. There's no magic pill. Please protect them all, Lord, because I just don't think many people are being told the truth about how these nano networks are running for their load balancing for transfection, given that nobody wants Ebola and nobody wants the Marburg. In order to get people aware of how these systems really work, we have to bring the education back to your creation, Lord, which is that everybody has the biomedical telemetry of a biofield, because we all have a biofield, just like we all have arms and legs. Unless we lose it, we get in an accident, or we do something stupid with our body and abuse it until our immune system goes away. You want to tell the truth about how you got paid today for your job? Clicky, clicky. Nope, we'll just wait on the mob. That mob will never show up. Neural modulation, take you to your knees. ever been in front of LIDAR before? Gives you the burning sensation and then you start force vomiting. You can't stop. That's pressure, biophysics. You can't stop vomiting because you're in the way of the LIDAR field. A little laser with some sound and pressure dynamics to make sure you do what they want you to. Soft kill weapons are right there on your street lamps. You paid some douche canoe on the YouTube to lie about Mark Steele rather than admit to people what was real in their street lamps. And for those of you that keep lying about the global information grid, want to live off grid, there is no off grid worldwide. Ask my dad in 1969, fuckers. Had enough with you people out there that could have told the truth and didn't because you're protecting your future. Don't you think everyone else deserves to know what that future really is? Nah, tell him Nibiru some more. How convenient. Nobody writes about the transition of human history because history is written by the victorious, studied by the defeated, and forgotten by the rebellious.